When's the right time? Right time for what? In romance, on this Valentine's Day, it seems we always want to hear the words like this. Well, you'll know when the time is right. You'll just know. It's like a Hallmark movie, Valentine's. You know when that whole Valentine's thing started? What's the short version of it? Fellow in prison. Beaten, abused in prison, guard comes and says, recognizes that this is not a person who should have been treated that way. He says, would you pray for my daughter? She can't see. The person writes a note and says, go home and give this to your daughter. She'll read it to you. The daughter reads the message. It says, from your Valentine. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Ash Wednesday. Double duty day. What time is it? Is it Valentine's Day? Is it Ash Wednesday? How do you know? Well, it's all of that. In love, you just know. In real estate, yes, it's location, but it's also the right time, right? Sometimes if you list your house when no one is buying, nobody comes to see it. You can't sell it. Sometimes when you want to buy a house and nobody's selling them, there's no inventory to look at. That works in any kind of investment timing, real estate, whatever. There's the right time to begin. There's the right time to end. There's the time to thrive with the status quo, and there's the time to make a change. It's just not easy to know what the right time is for any of those things. Tonight's Bible reading doesn't really answer the when is the right time to do a lot of these things. When's the right time to move your investments? When's the right time to buy this? When's the right time to make changes? When's the right time to do different things in the church building? It's more about time and reconciliation to God. And that's a theme for Lent. And it says what time it is to be reconciled to God. It says now. No obstacles, no excuses, no worries. Now. Wait just a moment. And by that I mean pause. Stop time, sort of. Ready? Time. Chronos. Time that passes in seconds, minutes, hours, and days. It's the kind of time that feels as if it's moving more slowly when someone says, wait just a moment. Or when you are going to leave at 3 o'clock and you really want to leave at 3 o'clock and it's 2:58 and then it seems to be 2:57. Time slows down. But Chronos is not the time that's being spoken about in the Bible tonight. This acceptable time, this now time, is Kairos time. That's urgent time. See, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. It's urgent. It's now. It's high time. High time we got started. High time. There's no time like the present. This is it. Right here. Right now. This is the time. Let's do this. That's Kairos time. That's now is the acceptable time from 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians. Lent is a time. An urgent time, and yes, a reflective time, but it's time for us to prepare. No more obstacles, no excuses, no worries about it. It's high time to walk with God. It's high time to reflect on our faith journey and to move forward. It's high time, urgent time, in all that God has to offer. And all that God has to offer has happened, is happening, will happen. That's Kairos time too. This now is the acceptable time. Remember, God says, I am who I am. I will be who I will be. I was who I was. All of it sort of flows together. I will be what the future requires. It's high time, and I am here now, and I will be. I will continue to be here. Now is the time. So we begin Lent. Now. Urgently, but also in reflection. Because Lent is a journey of penitence, of reflection, of learning. We may give up things, right? Any of you give up things for Lent? It used to just be a Catholic thing, but it has taken on meaning for all kinds of different people who practice Christianity, all kinds of people who decide to follow Lent leading up to Easter. So you can give up things. Give up chocolate for Lent, or give up coffee for Lent, or give up exercising for Lent. Maybe that wasn't the one. We give up things. But, you know, we could also treat Lent. Let me go outside the boundaries of Christianity for a minute. We could also treat Lent kind of like the Hindus would treat a time like this. The Hindus don't practice Lent, but they do practice a time of reflection throughout the year. Renounce and enjoy. Renounce that which is harmful to you. Enjoy that which brings you life. We can give up things. Anything, but we could really give up the things that keep us from fully living lives of love. And we can enjoy that which helps us to grow as we prepare for Easter. That's a great way to practice Lent. Renounce and enjoy. We could even, though, give up our old ideas about Lent. You know, give up chewing gum and stuff like that. I've said this before, and maybe you've been challenged to do it, and maybe you think it's a great idea already, and maybe this is just a reminder. We could, for Lent, we could give up judging, you know, things that we're really good at. We could give up anxiety. That's a little more difficult because it's not just like, ooh, anxiety, go away. It doesn't happen that way, but we could make a point to say, I'm gonna work on anxiety. We could give up caution. Well, I don't mean the kind of caution that says that you put your foot on the brake when the light is turning yellow instead of putting your foot on the gas. I mean, we don't have to be cautious about every single thing. We can live our lives for the good and not always saying, no, that's too dangerous, I couldn't do that. What if we gave up loneliness? I don't know how you do that either. Sometimes loneliness is self-imposed and sometimes there's no way out of it. Maybe it's like anxiety. There's more to it, but maybe during Lent, we give up being put aside by that and take steps to change it. How about we give up holy smugness? I need to give that one up. Especially in progressive Christianity. You know what? I used to think that it was all the holier-than-thou Christians who were like, oh, yes, I'm very, very holy, and you are not, and so I'm very smug. But progressive Christians do it all the time. Oh, you don't believe the way I do. You're not as enlightened as I am, so there must be something wrong with you. We all got to give up holy smugness. We could give up revenge. I mean, really? Yeah, I think we could give up revenge. We could give up being pinched and petty. What does that mean? Is it pinched and petty? Is it stingy? Is that kind of what it is?
Selfish?
We could give up being selfish. It's just more fun to say pinched and petty. Maybe we can even give up trying to explain it all. I don't know. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to try to explain it all? Do we explain it all just so people will agree with us? I know a lot of people that do that. Let me explain it again so that you understand my opinion. In today's culture where the truth is coming to light and the silence is being broken, there are still several who want to mansplain. My advice to all of us who would want to mansplain, just shut up. I mean, this is a good time to just shut up. We could give up all the things that don't bring us closer to God. Let's take inventory of that. We're getting together every Thursday morning during Lent. We're going to miss one because of a mental health training, but we're studying and discussing. And this year, we're talking about the Lenten daily devotionals called Lovers and Fools. They recognize the double duty of Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, and the double duty of Easter and April Fool's Day. We start tomorrow morning. If you want to come tomorrow morning at 9:15-ish, between 9 and 9:30, somewhere in there, we chat for a while, we study for a while, and we're going to take a look at the first couple of them, and we're also still studying a little bit of 1 Timothy, right? Yes. And then we'll continue with Lovers and Fools. It's high time. It's high time for studying the Bible. It's high time for us to think of Lent as an opportunity to ask again some of life's basic spiritual questions. So during Lent, let's journey together. Let's be ready for some surprising answers, or at least questions. We also start Lent, you know, it's reflection, it's penitence, it's learning. We are a broken world. Today, another shooting in Florida. No, I don't want it to be that we are numb to it, but we are numb to it. We're numb to being broken. It is high time that we don't give up, that we don't give up on making this world a better place, that we don't give up on peace, that we don't give up on a better way. We feel broken. We feel like we can't do anything. I want you to see this guitar. Yes, it's sort of orange, right? Would you say it's orange? I bought this guitar in Honduras in 2001. I bought it from the street vendors for $50 American. And it was worth about half that. Well, I wanted to have a guitar to bring home as a souvenir when I was down there. And I wanted something to play while we were there, and I never really got it to play right. And so it has sat, occasionally getting played, but the strings just, the intonation of the instrument just wasn't quite right. And so over the years, it had steel strings that it was strung with from the time that I got it. It wasn't really made for that, but that's how they had done it, so I left it that way. And if you can look here, the tension, I just sort of pulled this up and sunk this part, and so it's a beat up, not really well put together guitar. The pegs here are broken and they're made out of bone or wood, I'm not sure. This piece I replaced just recently when I replaced the strings because it was so awful. But after looking and saying that this is a broken down old guitar, and I don't know if it's going to ever sound good, I fixed a couple little things that... So now it plays, and it plays kind of beautifully. It doesn't sound like a $1,000 guitar. It's still a plywood top, but it certainly sounds a lot better than it used to. This broken old guitar that can make music now that is soothing and lovely teaches us that our broken down selves can make things good, that can make things soothing and lovely. And I want to play a song. It was written by a guy named Jonathan Runman. I played it once before here, called Ashes. And I want you to learn it with me. I know it already, but you're going to love it too. It's about ashes on our foreheads. In a few minutes, we're going to do that. The song goes, I've got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to burn them. Let's do that. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to burn. This dust that I have started from is where I shall return. This dust that I have started from is where I shall return. And I will follow out of love, for there is nothing I can earn back. I will follow out of love, for there is nothing I can earn. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying the hard to learn. You might not have all the words yet. If you want to hum a little bit, you know, we have mostly choir here tonight. So I know you can pick up harmonies and basses and stuff like that. I want you to sort of, it's a melody, just sort of close a little bit there. I'm playing it in G, and I did tune to a regular G if you want to, you know, mess around with it. I don't know how it sounds. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to learn. This
business that I have started from. I shall return. I will follow out in love, for there is nothing I can earn. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to learn.
Beautiful. And if I sang an octave higher, then it would almost sound like a tenor. And then if we can get the tenors going, we got altos and basses and all that. You feel it? Let's hear it.
I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to learn. This dust where I have started from, where I shall return. And I will follow out of love, for there is something I can earn. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to learn.
One more time.
I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to learn. This dust where I have started from, where I shall return. And I will follow out of love, for there is nothing I can earn. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to learn. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying hard to learn.
Amen.
Well, folks, I want to let you know that you have beautiful singing voices. You kept with the rhythm, you kept with the melody, you kept with the harmonies. You have excellent timing.
Amen.